DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Running Your DJ Business with KC and Brian B. Sorry, guys. I'm just tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied. Come on. Give us a classy intro. Okay, hang on. We ain't going on, John.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Running Your DJ Business with KC and Brian B.
Okay.
That's the best you're going to get. Sorry.
Much better. Much, much better. How you doing, Brian? Welcome back.
Yeah, I feel like it's been
since you've been on here.
I know, it feels that way.
So you don't know that this is Brian B. Yeah. He's like the Regis Philbin. He comes and goes. He's all over the place. Actually, you're more like Ryan Seacrest. You're like bouncing all over the place these days.
Yeah, it feels like that for sure. Actually, I'm in a lull right now. I've got 2 weeks at home. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm getting stir crazy. So yeah.
I would imagine you're dead this weekend too, right?
No, actually I'm not. I have one on Saturday, believe it or not. Headed down to Tallahassee, Florida for a wedding and then back Sunday morning on the early morning flight. So just one event and I'll be done. So
God, I am trying to find our link on YouTube and can't find it. I'm going to have to do a little more digging. So forgive me everybody for not being prepared.
You're good, bud. I got it on both, so.
Do you?
Yeah, if you need me to monitor both, multitask here.
I've been hustling like crazy working on our little marquee show here and emailing people away and letting people know what's going on.
So, how's that coming?
Good. Last week we announced all of our Monday stuff. The only thing I made the mistake of on Monday was I did not let people know that there's a box lunch included along with all of the education. So as a result of that, that was a small little oversight on my part. Okay, so here we go. This was the Zoom. Sorry. Here we go. YouTube. There we go. I can see what everybody else is seeing and say hello to our peeps on YouTube. Oh, I got to turn. There we go. Mute that. So let's go ahead and drive Mike Walter crazy right away and start saying hello to people. So hello, Chris. Thanks for tuning in. And Thomas and WAB Mobile Entertainment. How we doing? And that's all we got so far. So it's a quiet evening. I had a really, really busy day. I have not had the chance to really plug our show like normal. So
right.
I apologize for that. It's been crazy around this joint.
Right. Well, that's a good segue into our topic tonight, you know, because we're talking about how to manage your time.
That's right.
So this might even be helpful for us.
It could be. But at least we remember to be here.
Right.
So that's a good thing. I don't know about you. I've taken all kinds of workshops on time management, and it really comes down to what I think is one thing, which is just being as organized as possible. Wouldn't you agree? Like,
absolutely.
Done? Yeah. So I'd like to tell you that's it's more complicated than that, but that's it, folks. So thanks for tuning in and use the next 55 minutes to get something done.
Right.
No, so it always starts with that, and I don't know about you, but I'm an early riser. I start my day generally about 5 o'clock in the morning, rolling out of bed, and I actually break a lot of the traditional rules for time management, which is some of the people say, do not turn on the news in the morning, do not check your email in the morning, because they're distractions to getting things done, like just getting up, and if your goal is to work out or, you know, get your day organized with your to-do list or what happens.
Right.
You. And so as a result of that, I have a slightly different perspective. I like getting up in the morning. I've got the local news on in the background. It's where I kind of get my fill of news. And then, and while I'm doing that, I check my email. So I go against everything they say, but I feel like once that's done, I have my first breath off of my shoulder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if, as I'm making my to-do list, if there's something within the emails that I've gotten, like a client needs something or somebody's confirming an appointment, I know that I have to send them an appointment, or a card reminder or what have you, and kind of go from there. So that's it. How about you? How do you start your day?
So for me, it's the workout situation. I've been doing it for about a year, or longer than that now, 2 years. That's my like just get my mind in the right spot, clear out, right. And I get creative. I kind of and by workout, I don't mean necessarily just going to the gyms. I switch it up. Sometimes I'm just going for a walk, taking the dog out, and going for like a half a block, and just kind of turning around. So it varies, but that's usually like the first thing. I'm kind of like you though. I am an early riser, but I also am a late night owl as well. So I can do both. Because I'm still DJing obviously a lot. So for me, right. I'll be up till 2 or 3 in the morning, and then up at 5 or 6. So I don't.
Hey, I DJed twice this month, not once, but twice. So
twice this week.
This month. This month. Yeah. It was a busy month for me. April's not quite as busy.
Right.
So
right.
For those of you first tuning in, I've stepped away. I've hung up the pretty much hung up the headphones. I go out and I MC, but I really only personally want to do about 10 to 12 events per year.
Right. So right.
I've got a lot of other responsibilities. So I used to hate working in the office, and I couldn't wait to get out on the street on the weekends. And
right.
Opposite. So I love getting the guys out the door, but I love having my weekends. So
yeah, makes sense. I mean, are you using any kind of are you just going old school paper and pen and making
I'm a pad of paper guy. So let's see. So here we go. So this was my list that's got my social security number, credit card information on it.
Screenshotted. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. So let's see, even the simplest things, and I don't know about you, but I even put simple goals down every day. So just getting my stuff to the dry cleaning, I know it sounds crazy, but if I don't physically write it down, I'll have clothes in the back of my car for like, all of a sudden it's Friday and I'm like begging the dry cleaner to get it to me same day if I need it for the weekend or what have you.
Right.
I had to hit the post office again, simple stuff. What else did I have to do? Oh, I had to get, I'm rearranging some stuff in my house. I date the little tiny pegs that hold the shelves from IKEA for my bookcases. Fortunately, IKEA is close, so I shot over there. And it's just really dumb little stuff that if I don't write this stuff down,
sure,
it'll be one of those things that I keep meaning to do. I just never get done. And then I've got all of the bigger things done, bigger things to do. Like I'm still finishing our full page ad for Distracky News for Marquee, and updating, literally going this weekend because it's slow. I'm going page by page by page through my website to make sure that I like everything on it. And fortunately, my brother is my webmaster, and he's a graphic designer for a living. So as a result of that, I can literally do the links, email him, please change this, please change this, please change this. So believe it or not, I'm already getting my high school mailer out for homecoming next year. So,
wow.
Because, yeah, a lot of homecoming dances here book in March, April, and May. Before they leave, they want to make sure it's done. So we're updating that. And and then at the same point in time, I still need to make reservations for Easter brunch for this Sunday for my mom, my dad, and myself. So some things you say, wow, you're impressed that I'm way ahead of the game. And then I don't have reservations for Easter brunch, and that's in 4 days.
So, Right. Wow. So, that's quite the hodgepodge of a to-do list right
there. Yeah. But you know what? As long as it's in writing, it's real to me.
Right.
And that's that. So, you know, one of the things, again, that I mean to do, I don't know about you, but I only do about 4 or 5 same-sex weddings a year.
Okay.
And I am totally happy, you know, being a part of anyone's celebration. I have no personal feelings, political feelings, religious feelings toward it. But I have acknowledged that I have a traditional bride slash groom planning tool set up. Mm-hmm. So I started last Saturday, redoing all of my, making a second set of tools specific to genderless weddings so that they could be used for anything LGBT for their celebrations, and kind of went from there. So I've got it specifically targeted for that, and I got like 90% done. I just have to tweak a few things out. So
yeah.
Do you have specific for your company?
As far as just like tools for the gender, different gender, like same sex weddings, as opposed to just,
like, do you use online planning tools?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have ones?
You know what? I don't, to be honest with you. I mean, if we get in that situation, which I mean, I actually don't send them the planning tool. Okay. To be honest, I just haven't created it for that.
Same thing. Like, I did the same thing. I would walk people through it.
Right.
Or a lot of times I would apologize and say,
right,
I don't mean to be in, I don't want to be, I don't want to sound insensitive.
Right.
You know, but currently our company does such a small percentage that we haven't created it. So
right.
The reality is, like, I had to redo some things for scripting purposes and, you know, just change certain things around. That's all.
I should say that's not actually totally true with mine. I do have, like, when we send out contract requests, I have partner A, partner B. So that's kind of how I reward it instead of bride and groom. And then same thing for the what we call our wedding names form, which has just got all of our wedding party people. Same thing. So where I'm missing it right now is on, like, our questionnaire where we ask a bunch of questions about things. So I need to fix that. So that's
one of the things on my list.
Yeah. So I'm 50-50.
So put it down on your list.
I will do. You know, it's on there now.
Something to do in the airport while you're
right for your flight. Right. Yeah.
See, I'll keep you organized, Brian.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay. So we've got our morning. So you get up and work out.
Right.
And if you guys want to see what his workout's like, you can follow him on Snapchat.
Oh, I haven't been on there in a minute. I've been slacking.
Brian used to have himself all sweaty and nasty outside the hallway getting into the elevator.
I would just spray myself with a water bottle and make it. It's all about it. Right. Exactly. That head
salami sandwich for breakfast.
Right.
Image is everything.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I mean, for me, every day is different. But I do have a little bit of structure to my day. And part of that is just looking a week ahead. So I try to use Sunday as my day to kind of map out the week just to get an idea. Now, I use Google Calendar primarily. Okay. That's my main calendaring tool. And then of course I've got a to-do list, which for me, I use a tool called Wunderlist, app, but it's also got an online desktop tool as well. So they sync back and forth.
Is that Wunderlist WU or WO so that our viewers can find it?
WU. It's free. And the best thing about it is you can set up, if you are a multi-op, let's say, or you have anybody working for you, you don't even have to be a multi-op, just an assistant or whatnot, you can set up multiple lists and share lists and that kind of a thing. So we've got some of our folks for to-dos, and I've got one for my personal stuff. I've got reoccurring things so that way, not every day do I have to get a pad and paper out and rewrite all that stuff with some of the things that come up all the time, such as payroll or, you know, it could be various different things I've got like that. My disc jockey news article reminder that comes up once a month. So those different week. Things. It was
due Monday.
Done. I had it done before Monday, right when the email came out. It was hours right later.
I happened to have a free minute and I was feeling creative.
Right.
So, what's the teaser? What are you writing about?
What was I writing about?
I'm tune in. It's going to be great. Yeah,
right. No, I literally knocked out four in a day.
Really?
Because I got a couple.
All right.
That I'm doing, but
it's called generic documentation by Brian Bonacici.
Exactly. But no, but that all being said, I do have certain days where I'm kind of doing the same thing. I mean, it may shift here and there, but like for me, Mondays are my admin day. So okay. I go in there, I'm checking sales, doing sales numbers, checking our, upcoming week's worth of events to make sure everything's ready for that. So it's very admin heavy in the morning. It's sometimes payroll. If it's twice a month, I've got a payroll portion that's due. So all of that's done on my Mondays. So Monday is, I'm hardly ever out of the office on Monday. That is my day to like plug in and get ready for the week. Even my own events kind of prep for that.
Got it.
And then, you know, moving forward in the week, I mean, and let me back up to one other thing I'll do too, as a DJ, obviously one of the things I love doing is hearing new music and being up on what's current and things like that. So, what I do is schedule a 30-minute session for myself, every day to listen to or organize music. And it's literally an appointment for myself so that way, nothing gets in the way. And sometimes I have to move it to later in the day, but I usually try to double up with lunch or do something like that. So I'm multitasking and that way at the end of the month, I'm not slammed trying to look through all the stuff that had come out the previous month because it was becoming a chore, which sucked. And that was one of the things I loved. So, for me, being able to schedule a lot of stuff that is mundane is a good way to keep me on task instead of getting, sidetracked, which can be easy to do with social media and such, right?
Yeah. You know what? I have found myself, especially as my responsibilities to Marquee are so incredibly social media centric, I find myself spending the necessary time that I need to spend inside of all the DJ groups to post, say hello, comment briefly. But, I see people that are on there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on the thing 24/7.
Yeah.
And I remember years and years and years ago, back in the DJChat.com days, I would spend like three.
Oh, you can get sucked in easily.
Oh, completely. And then especially if you look what's better. Was it on his personal page?
I think so. Yeah. He was talking about one of his industry secrets and I can't remember what the actual quote was, but he was essentially saying that he turned off all of his notifications for Facebook.
Oh yeah. I did see that.
And so for me, I've taken it off my phone completely. The app. 100% off because
I just decided to unfollow Chris and then no, I'm
kidding. But what was funny was, I mean, taking off notifications is a good first step. I mean, definitely if that's a struggle for you. I haven't had notifications for a long time, but for any such app. But anyway, what I was telling him was I actually, by taking it off my phone, I didn't see his reply till 7 hours later. And I like it that way because I got so much accomplished in those 7 hours
Be in control. I just turned off every app notification. Can't wait to regain all of the wasted time. # industry secrets. It's really, or a DJ industry secrets. It's really not a DJ industry secret. It's just a time function.
Yeah.
And then he posted again right after that. You don't have to sacrifice your own well-being for success when your mind and your body are right. Productivity.
Right.
So that's that.
Well, let me answer one question real quick because someone on the board's asking, where do I listen to music?
Has Mike Walter allowed you to address the people?
No. But Thomas, where I listen, I mean, it varies, bud. I've got YouTube subscriptions where I don't download, obviously, but I'm listening to stuff. I've got a couple of channels I listen to there. A bunch of different pools, promo only being one of them, but there's about five or six different pools that I subscribe to that I'm constantly listening to. So it's a lot to listen to. So I'm constantly doing that. And every day I kind of just, I keep track of it on my wonder list as to where I'm at with it. So anyway, hopefully that answers your question. So I mean, you have a lot of businesses, right? Because you don't just have a DJ business. You've got a floral shop, you've got photography. And for the most part, I mean, I think, I know you have people who work for you, but obviously someone's managing, got to manage it, right? So, I mean, how do you?
And I'll tell you, sometimes I find myself so frustrated managing people, even though I've got great people, that the littlest things are going to throw you off. You know, you have this great productive day in your brain that you're going to get done, and then somebody's daughter is sick and they're not coming in, or someone's car, something happened and they're coming in late. And it's just, it's the old joke that, you know, what you do is, life. I can't think of it, but I can't think of the quote. I'll look it up so that I can reference it. But, you know, it's just one of those things that it's, you know, the best laid plans just never, ever seem to happen. Hmm. And it's just stupid stuff. I mean, it's just absolutely positively stupid stuff. So, and it just, things get in the way, and then customers need stuff right away, which is their right. And it's just, if it's not one thing, it's another, and it just, life gets in the way. So,
right.
So there are times where I love being alone, like I am right now in the office, and it's very quiet and it's very peaceful. And then, you know, and part of that is because sometimes I get nothing done. And then there are the times where I literally close my office door. People wonder if I'm mad at everybody, which isn't the case. I need to have my time to get my own stuff done. And that's
right.
How they're good. And I think that's important. Even with those of you, I don't have a wife or kids. So even when you have that, I think that you need to give your spouse some time to decompress. I think that you need to, you know, I remember reading this time management thing, and they said that one of the reasons you put kids to bed early isn't so much because they need the sleep, it's because you need time away from them so that you can decompress as well. Again, I'm not a parent, but it seemed to make perfectly logical sense to me. So there was that. One of my favorite days coming in here is on Sundays. Mm. I've got my list, and then I go through the ones that I know that I can bang out quickly so that I have a sense of accomplishment. And there's nothing better than going home tired but feeling accomplished, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like when you take that shower, it's like, you know, the shower spraying champagne on you.
Right.
And you're like, you know.
Right, right. So what's your workflow like? Do you knock out the easy things first off your list? Do you go the hardest thing? I mean, I've heard different opinions on what's right, what's wrong. What's your methodology?
Well, first thing I do in the morning is I check email. I turn on the news, and then I start to make my list and look at what I didn't get done the day before. And then after that, I generally will, I try to get up and get into the office early. And part of that is depending.
What's early, by the way?
I'm usually picking up one of my guys at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm in by 8:15, 8:20.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the
DJs, day. That's early for sure.
But I'm up at 5 and I flip up my laptop. And so, you know, you'll probably see me on with my Facebook app open at, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning usually. Because I'll have it. I mean, it's always open. It's always on in the background. And again, right now with me doing so much social media for Marquee, I'm constantly posting. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be like this week we announced Randy Bartlett.
Right.
And it was a big deal for us. So we really put it everywhere in every DJ group that we possibly could.
Sure.
Shared it around with the speakers and went from there. You could tell that my graphic designer was personally slow on Monday.
Right.
Every single solitary thing that I gave him on Monday, thinking it would be a couple of days, he got back to me right away.
Right.
So it was a great day because everything I gave him, he got back, and I was able to execute marketing wise, which was terrific as well. And then I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Craig from Total Entertainment once taught me in a seminar to delegate or suffocate. And I really do believe that. There are certain things that, like I saw Colin Cowie talk once about buying pre-cut celery sticks and bags of salad and stuff. Excuse me. Sorry. I don't know why I'm all congested. But he even said that if you're having people over, there's nothing wrong with going to a grocery store salad bar and essentially making a salad. And he says there is no honor in chopping lettuce.
Hmm.
You know, and so if you maintain your energy by doing that, you have more time to spend with your guests. You're not as tired from prepping everything. And so it's a lot of that stuff too. So for me, I try to delegate as much as I possibly can. And there are certain things I just don't know how they work, you know, right. In this company. I know who to go to for that purpose. I am dying, absolutely dying all of a sudden.
Right.
But I've got the right people in place for it.
Right. So, right.
And that's really what it comes down to.
And, sure.
When I have to make a staff change, I make sure that I know the specifics of what that person does. So if there's passcodes involved or phones, you know, phone logs involved or whatever, I have all the necessary phone numbers. I have all the passcodes for ordering our reprints, for ordering our albums, whatever it might be.
Right.
So that everything's in place.
Yeah.
So you talk while I blow my nose real quick.
Okay. Well, Thomas, you had another question here of how much time should I give a bride to get me her songs, wedding party stuff, and so on before you get nervous. I have one bride who has her stuff together, but just never answers. Kind of confused on that. She has her stuff together, but just never answers. So answers your questions. So I would think that you mean, I don't know what that means exactly. So, I mean, I can tell you how much time I give them. I mean, we give them up till the week of to get everything finalized. And usually like on that Monday, like I was telling you, my admin day, all of our guys are reaching out to their folks to say, hey, this is the last week. We need to make sure to have everything in there. Of course, we're already checking in a month prior, but a week of asking is the latest we'll do. Because actually, our system locks everybody out 3 days prior, purposefully.
We lock everybody out 7 days prior.
Okay, yeah.
Because our DJs generally will call 2 weeks beforehand. Our photographers will touch base that week. And then floral-wise, we don't have to touch base at all. We know where all of our deliveries are. And
right.
Our final meeting is usually a month before, because when you have to order flowers, even if they wind up crashing the table, we have to unfortunately tell them that the flowers were ordered a month beforehand. And,
right.
You know, right. That centerpiece is going on the bar or on the suite
table, right.
Wherever it might be.
Right. So, hopefully that helps you, bud. So that's... you know, a little bit of how we do it with the brides and stuff. So back to just like standard organization stuff. I mean, how do you deal with just interruptions and things that come in? What's kind of do you just kind of go with where the day leads you, or do
a lot of times? Yeah. But, an example is all of my staff, they have to have their time cards in on Monday. And then
they're all hourly
Thursday. No, well, no, even my contractors, like my photographers are technically independent contractors. So they have to get me an invoice of whatever job they did, the number of hours they worked, what we owe them for the event. All of our florists are generally hourly employees, and they punch in and out. And our system does it through a computer system, through our payroll company. So all we have to do then is process it. a lot of my weekend staff are all independent contractors, because they really do work for other people, and they kind of go for that. I may give them the majority of their work, but they kind of come and go as they need to. And we're okay with that. So, I'm trying to think what else, but yeah, I try to get everything in on Monday, and the main reason for it is because I want to have some time to process things. And depending on cash flow that week, I want to make sure that by Thursday I without question have the money in the account to make sure that all those checks are going to clear. So
right,
even if it's a slow period like right now, and we're paying out a ton of money right now, and right now booking seasons have kind of quieted down, so even your deposits are there, we just need to make sure that all of our money's in place and everything is going. So
right,
so that's where it kind of goes. But I'm also a big fan of, and I'm old school, so I'll take a 3-ring binder and I will open up a blank calendar that I print offline of each month, put it in there. And I've got my marketing calendar in there. Like I told you, I need to get all the high school stuff out now for homecoming. mm-hmm. maybe calling and hustling and trying to go from there so that they're followed up on.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people back in the day would be calling proms right now. And I kept thinking, like, if you don't have prom booked by January at the latest, like, you're toast. I mean, you're totally toast. I remember October used to be my busiest month for sales because I booked corporate holiday parties. Bar and bat mitzvahs were busy as well. All of my high school proms would book typically right after homecoming was over. And then we were busy with weddings too. So while everyone goes, how is that? You know, everyone's busy January, February, and March. In the wedding world, they are. But again, I had corporate holiday parties. I had everything else that was going. And that's where things used to be. But we've stepped out of the bar mitzvah world. We've drastically dialed down our school stuff. And part of it is just because we've gotten so heavily involved with other aspects within the wedding industry that my cycle's a little bit different.
Right. Right.
So that was it.
Any hacks you have for time management that's helped you over the years? I mean, I've got a couple that I can share, but I'd love to hear if you've got any. I mean, just to have a couple pads next to you because you're old.
I've always got pads with me. I do use the notes application on your phone. Mm-hmm. And where I find that I write down the most amount of to-do stuff is sitting in the airport and on the plane itself. When I open up the note application, I go through stuff and I'm always like, I got to do this. 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 And kind of go there. And I find that that's really, really a great, it's like my mind is just clear. And when you're on a plane and you have limited access to anything,
right?
Like you're really, especially if you're flying on a budget airline and they don't even have, you know, a movie or what have you on there. Unless you're watching your Netflix, you have nothing but time and you're in a tube with your bottle of water. And so you just turn around and start writing stuff down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So are you flying that much where you're, I mean, doing that as constantly, or is that just like a, you know, every blue moon, every quarter,
something like that? Last year I flew a lot. Last year was like a crazy year. Last February, within 2 weeks, I flew, I'm trying to remember how this went. I think I flew to Mobile Beat and was there Monday through Thursday, flew back Friday, flew to Toronto, spoke at the Canadian DJ Expo, flew back Saturday, did a bridal show Sunday, got on a plane Sunday night, and then flew to Photo Booth Expo and spoke at Photo Booth Expo. So I was in three trips in 14 days.
Wow.
So wow. That for me was a lot. April, I go up to Milwaukee for Midwest DJs Live, but I drive up there. So that's no big deal.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, oddly. And again, maybe it's just the lack of stuff. When I get into my hotel room, I find myself very productive.
Oh yeah.
And again, it could just be lack of stimuli in the room. I don't have all these different things. I don't have a fridge to go dig into. I don't have, you know, something else I wanted. Like I have a mirror. We're talking about productivity and stuff. And I have a mirror. I've lived in my townhouse. It'll be my fifth year in April. I have this big, like 4-foot by 8-foot mirror that goes above the couch. It still is sitting behind the couch on the floor. Hmm. I just have not made the time to hang the thing.
Right.
And it's just, I've gone to do it like 4 times and it's just never made it. So that's all. But I think that's because I prioritize work as opposed to home and kind of from there. So this past weekend, all I did was work in my home office, trying to get it totally pimped out and organized like I was hoping. Thomas Kuhn writes, man, driving over an hour for a gig is a lot. I can't imagine flying out of state to do a gig. How does that even work equipment-wise? How do you do it? So, Thomas, part of my world, and I don't know how it started, but there are some people that think I actually know what I'm talking about, and they gave me a show with Brian, and I typically find myself speaking at a lot of conferences. This year, I'm not speaking as much. I just spoke at Photo Booth Expo. I will be exhibiting, and I exhibited at Photo Booth Expo. I'll be exhibiting at the Midwest DJs Live. And then I'm flying to Twin Falls, Idaho for a private DJ get together in April. Then May I'm home. June I am not going to go to Arm DJs. It's just I'm too busy. July I've got Marquee. August I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to go to DJ Expo or not. September I'm home. October I'm home. Then November I'm at Wedding NBA. And that's it. And then December's is that. So, and my goal actually is to end of July after Marquee is over, I want to go to Vegas and just, I've never been to Vegas without a conference ever. So I'd like to go, even if it's just for like 2.5 days, to totally chill.
Right. So. Well, I can answer his question a little bit because I do what he's asking as far as going and flying out of state and getting gear and all that kind of stuff. So, obviously it's a lot easier nowadays because all of our music is digital for the most part. I don't know too many people who are still using CDs, but I even back in the CD days, I would bring that little case of CDs and throw it in there. And before then I would send my records out. And I mean, you're always nervous that it's broken or something, you'd lose your stuff, but now it's gotten a lot easier. And I think electronic wise, it's really gotten, smaller as well, as far as controllers and things like that. So it's really easy to travel with that stuff. Now, as far as PA and lighting rigs and things like that, depending on the type of event it is, I mean, if it's a wedding, obviously I need to figure out how to acquire that gear. And so like I'm doing one in Tallahassee this weekend. So there's a guitar center in Tallahassee. And so I've already like reserved that. Guitar center is a great resource. You don't have to buy anything. You can rent them a whole rig for like $150, which is ridiculously cheap compared to what it used to be. It used to be like $500 from an AV house. So that gets me all of this sound equipment, all of the wireless microphones, the subs, everything. So literally the only thing I have to get is lighting. And for me, I build that into the budget of what I'm pricing out and outsource that. So
good.
Hopefully that helps answer that. If it's a corporate one, then I put it on a rider, and typically they've got a budget for AV, and then they provide it. And I just literally, those are my favorite because I just roll in and put it on a laptop on there. They even have the controllers. I don't even have to bring anything. So I just plop it there and I'm good. So
is that what you have being one of the international touring DJs?
Yeah.
Coming to Midwest DJs Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's funny because they did ask me like, what controllers are you using? Do you need? Yeah. So I'm literally just popping it in. And actually from that one, I'm coming in straight from Europe. So that's going to be an interesting time zone switch.
Yeah.
See how that all goes. But it'll be interesting.
Well, Milwaukee's a pretty wild town.
It is from what I hear.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Laverne, Shirley, the Cunninghams.
Yep. Right.
It's a wild town. So for those of you listening to us in the Midwest, Midwest DJs Live is a really nice little show. It's 2 days long. It's April 30th and May 1st at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and Casino. They've got a really nice lineup. I think it's like $119. So if you're looking for a really cost-effective DJ show, it's great. And Brian is going to be speaking. I'll have my Marquee show there advertising and supporting these guys because I really do believe in education, and that's that. So, so something to check out.
Well, I've got two hacks I can share as far as time management that have worked for me. I don't know that a whole lot of people have the same kind of thing. One of the biggest things I can recommend is accountability. Having a group of people that will hold you accountable for having a to-do list and knocking things out. So every month I meet with a group of about 5 different guys, and they're in different fields. They're not all DJs. One's a photographer, one's a writer. And so what we do is we say at the beginning of the month what our 3 goals are. And they could be various different things. And then we will assess each ourselves a penalty if we do not complete it by the month. So one guy, one of our photographers in the group, did. He said that if he didn't finish a book proposal he wants to get published, he was going to light $100 on fire and put it out in the street. Because essentially, that was a big one for him. For me, I'll give you one of mine. Music management within my Serato is always a bottom burner thing, and I've got to bring it to the top. So mine was, if I didn't knock it out in a month, that I would turn off Facebook for a month, which was, you know, a big thing for me because I use it for advertising. I use it for business as well, but I felt it was so important for me to get it together. So I did that. So that's been a huge win for me because I'm knocking out projects that normally I say I want to get done, but just never get around to. And then what I'll do is where each of us have, we switch it up every month, but we have somebody that we'll call to check in on that person. Hey, how's it going with that? How are you doing? And so it's a really good mechanism for knocking stuff out.
Okay.
And then the second one would be something that I just learned about last year. I had no idea this was a movement. Apparently it was in Fast Company, but it was started here in New York, and it's called a cave day. And I've shared it with a few DJs, and the ones that are using it have seen huge success. But a cave day is where you essentially lock yourself in a space with a bunch of other folks. Again, it doesn't have to be all DJs, and you state one goal that you're trying to knock out, or one project. And it doesn't have to be from scratch. It could be 25% in or whatever. And you don't even have to finish it. You just want to say where you want to be. So let's say if I'm at 25%, I want to be at 75% done with this.
Sure.
And what you do is you turn in your phones, and someone who's leading this exercise will basically walk you through the process. But you will you'll check your phones, you know, every now and then. But for the most part, you're knocking out this task. And it's funny because now they're charging for this, and it used to be, you know, free, and now it's like $60.
Wow.
But you're paying to not be distracted, which is hilarious to me. You know, that we've gotten that to that part.
Yeah. You know, and you and I talked about this pre-show today was it's three things in order to get things done. One, you have to set your goals, and in the process, you consciously or subconsciously are setting your priorities. So if there's something you can put off till next week because there's something else that has a deadline that's due this week, you know, that's that. You know, there's no way around that. But the biggest thing is to set those goals. And that's just it. Again, people think, oh, goals is okay, it's this, I gotta lose 10,000 pounds, I'm gonna quit smoking. No, it's not that. It's just making your to-do list. Like, even if it's, you know, your refrigerator's empty, so just make your grocery shopping list and go. And that's it. And truthfully, when you do that stuff, you'll find yourself actually getting what you want to get done. You almost subconsciously do some meal planning, whether it's for health purposes or just what you honestly have a taste for that you haven't eaten in a long time or what have you, or what you may have time for. But then if you prioritize them wisely, you'll feel really accomplished. So the other thing that we haven't talked about, truthfully, is just saying no. And I think that when people are saying, Brian, can you help me with this? If you don't have the time because you have to get things done, you have to respectfully and politely decline helping somebody.
Right.
And I'm a people pleaser. I mean, you are as well. Mm-hmm. We both got asked to do for those of you watching, we have a bonus tonight that we're going to both be on in an open chat tonight with John Young and Dr. Drex from ADJA. And we both said that we would help. We both said we couldn't stay the full hour, but you know, it's just, it's okay to say no. So, and then another thing that I see tragically is, and I have this sometimes with staff, they know that they have to, let's say that we're ripping apart the warehouse just as a whatever, you know, and we're going to clean it and we're going to sweep it and we're going to do this or that. And then they come in dress clothes and you're kind of like, dude, did you not think this out? Did you not plan at all? So if you're not planning for your day, whether it's going to be that you have meetings so you can't dress comfortably, or you dress too nice so you're not going to really roll up your sleeves and get certain things done, you know, there's that. And then we talked about eliminating distractions as I'm kind of recapping in my own head the different things, because we've done a lot of talking without any kind of organization about this. But, you know, if it means turning off your phone, then you turn off your phone. And it's amazing how we as a culture has changed. Sonny from Wedding Wire said that anybody with the average smartphone user now reaches for their phone every 6 minutes. And it's really interesting to see when you turn off your phone and then you turn it back on and you see you've got a couple of voicemails and you call that person back and they're like, Brian, where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you for days.
Well, right.
I turned off my phone for 3 hours. I went to a movie. Mm-hmm. What do you need, Mom? Mm-hmm. Well, your sister's bringing her dog to Easter.
Right.
Okay. Good. I don't know what to tell you. Like, see if the dog can eat a hard-boiled egg. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Like, but sometimes you know, what's a priority to them is not a priority to you. We talked about delegating, and again, delegate or suffocate. And here's the other thing. If you are at a point, and I don't know if you are, where you just have too much on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
George Lopez taught me this, and I think it's a really good tip. You write down on one piece of paper all the things that you like to do, and on another piece of paper, you write down all the things that you hate doing.
Right.
And all the things that you hate doing now become somebody else's job description. Mm-hmm. And it could be stuff just as simple. I hate it, and I still do it. I hate going to Costco, and it's literally like 3 blocks from my office.
Right.
I physically hate going there, and they don't open until 10 o'clock. Sam's Club in our area that closed used to open at, I think, like 7 o'clock in the morning. So I could hit that thing super early, go in there when there was nobody in there, get all of my toilet paper and copier paper and tape, paper towels and cleaning supplies for the office and stuff, soda and beer and water for our client refrigerator and stuff. And, you know, I was in, like, it just magically appeared in our office. Now, Costco doesn't open until 10, and for me, that's a big pain in the ass. Excuse me.
Right. Right.
And here's the other thing. If you plan for stuff, I think that when you make lists and stuff, you start to scrutinize your list, whether you're personally grocery shopping, whether you're shopping for your office supplies. I think it'll be you watch what you spend that way too. Because when you walk into a store, like let's say a grocery store, even when you're hungry, you're buying cookies, you're buying all kinds of stuff. And so all of a sudden you realize that you're like, I just dropped $200 on groceries. And for me, I live alone. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big guy and I like to eat. I just don't like to cook it. So, So that's all. So, you know, I don't know if those are hacks, but I'm trying to compile all of our thoughts there that we talked about. And
sure.
Kind of go from there.
I got a question from somebody. I think this isn't really related to time management, but just in regards to traveling with gear. Any restrictions or issues you had with airport security? And this is from Ban on our Facebook. So, Ban, I haven't had too many issues. Of course, they're going to typically do a double screening of my gear. I don't check that stuff because I'm just nervous of it getting banged around. So generally, I have a lot of cables in my bag and I pull it all out just to be safe because I know I'm going to get double screened anyways. So I just pull it out to make it easier. So beyond that, I've never had any issues except if you go internationally. And I had this happen in Mexico where basically somebody, the immigration charged me $500 for something and that sucked. So I learned a lesson there. But anyway, generally it's not a problem. So hopefully that helps you, bud. But yeah, dude, I think we gave some good hacks here and hopefully people feel like that's worked with them. If you have any that you have utilized hacks, I'm always wanting to learn more myself. So post it in the comments. Speaking of comments, if you can do us a favor for our show, because we love to get good ratings and so we don't get canceled, like it on Facebook and share it. If you could give it some likes, that would be awesome.
Because my mom won't even watch us anymore. She doesn't understand what we're talking
about. Because I've been gone for 3 weeks.
Is that what it is?
That's what she said.
Okay. But no, yeah, the more that you can get the word out about this, the more that Brian and I sincerely do appreciate it. You know, our goal more than anything else is to, number one, help you guys grow your business. And again, I don't think Brian and I really, there was no earth shattering crazy new stuff there, but sometimes when I go to seminars and I do hear this stuff, I start, you know, I used to do that.
Right.
I don't know why I don't carry a pad of paper with me everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, I find myself the most like when you're moving,
Right.
Like, definitely write it. I got to cancel cable. I got to start cable. I got to cancel electricity. I got to start it. And then somehow you get comfortable and you're like, I don't need the pad of paper anymore. And then you hear a show like ours where they're like, you know what? I probably should be. So that's the first thing, is we definitely want to help. The second thing is we always want to have more viewership than Joe Bunn and Mike Walter. So everybody else in the network, we don't care about, but since we're just live on here and Mike can't stand the fact that we actually talk to our viewers. Make sure that you know that we care about what you guys think and love to have you as a part of our show. They don't. That's why they pre-recorded at 6 o'clock in the morning for 15 minutes, and then Mike walks Shay, and then they spend 20 minutes talking about their products for sale. No, I'm just kidding. But did you see their show the other day, their top 10?
Yes, I did. I did.
It was good. It was
really good. It was.
And they actually point blank called me out, saying that they're not going to talk to people.
They're not pulling a KC.
And by George White, he means caring. They don't care like I care.
Right. So we even have George Whitehouse watching us from the air.
Hey.
He says 39,000 feet and 611 miles per hour over NYC heading to New Hampshire and watching you too. I think that's a first. That's a first. I don't know of
anybody. That's like a mile high club. We're in the mile high club with George Whitehouse.
Right.
It's kind of disturbing.
Ben, you're saying you're traveling to Canada. Buddy, let me just give you a warning with Canada. I love our folks up in the north, but immigration there is the worst. So be very careful. Make sure whoever you're working for up there that they've filled out the right paperwork. That is the only country I've been deported from. And literally,
deported?
I they would not let me in because the people
I got banned from Mobile Beat, and I felt bad. You had an entire country tell you no.
It's the worst. I was literally, I'd come in, I got my bags, they stopped me, and they asked me if I had this paperwork filled out, and I didn't. They said, well, there's the people who are hiring you have it filled out. And I was like, I was so nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get to this event? Essentially, they walked me right back out, and I wasn't handcuffed, thank God, but they still like grabbed me by the arm and pulled me back through security and had me reach, and they had me on the next flight out.
Really?
Yeah. So it was.
So you were on Canadian soil just long enough to be kicked out.
I didn't even get a sandwich. That's how bad it was. I went right to the immigration office in the airport, and then they walked me straight back to
the boys.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I'm hiding my and of course they're thinking, like, as people are watching me as I'm getting escorted back out, they're like, this guy's a criminal. Who knows what this guy's been doing?
Drugs.
Yeah, totally.
Got ibuprofen, a whole suitcase of ibuprofen.
No doubt. So be careful, Ben. You don't want to get stuck. Oh, good. He said it's a freebie. Okay, that's good.
That's even worse when they kick him out. He's not getting paid either.
Yeah. So. Just be careful. Scott Carroll is saying something here. Is KC ignoring me? I don't know.
I'm not ignoring you. What did he? I saw something about.
He's caring.
He talked about some Floridas don't like to do anything. I see that. He likes to network with DJs in his area. We need to work together. Like, he hasn't addressed me. In fact, I think I saw him say hello to KC for me.
Oh.
So apparently you're the one ignoring him because you never said hello to me. Hey, KC, Brian. Okay, I did. I must have missed that one. I apologize. It may have been when I was having my little asthmatic epidemic. So Scott, I love you. You're one of our six viewers checking in. You're a loyal listener. If we had concert tickets to give away, we would.
Right.
But we don't. So
if you've got some time, if everybody's on the chat, put in there some ideas that you'd like to hear us talk about for next week or the week after. We'd love to grab some things that you guys are thinking about. So just list them there and we'll screenshot it and take it into consideration for the next one.
If you want to see me with a new host, because Brian's like next week.
Yeah, it's my last one.
I think three.
3 weeks.
So you're stuck with me. So watch the ratings soar. They're just going to... Yeah. So you want to tell everyone where you're going to be for the next 3 weeks?
Or? Yeah. So I've got, let's see. So next week I'm here, and then the following week I'm going to the Pro Mobile show out in the UK. So if we got any UK viewers, come see me. It's basically a DJ show, a kind of a scaled down education show, not necessarily a big show floor, but I'm giving a talk there. And then I will be
touring. It's in London, by the way.
It's actually in Birmingham, England, Alabama. Which I found out is about 4 hours from London. So I'm actually flying in directly to Birmingham.
That's interesting. People in Birmingham and London and in Alabama both have funky accents.
Right. So myself and Bill Herman from the U.S. are representing the DJ community.
There goes our reputation.
And then from there, I'm headed to Belgium, Morocco, and I think somewhere in France to do some work. So I'll do that. And then heading to Engage, which is in Sardinia, Italy, where I'm playing the show there. And then I'll be in Midwest DJs Live. I'm going straight from there to Midwest DJs Live. I'm actually speaking there and then playing a Monday night party for them. And then be back home after that. So that Thursday night, I actually have an event in Florida. So I'm leaving. So literally, I'm on the road for 3 straight weeks. So right. I'll have a lot of time to compile my thoughts and knock out to-do lists, pull a KC.
There you go. When you're alone with your thoughts, it's a...
Right.
It's a strange world.
Absolutely, man.
So that's we're at 8:57, and because we actually have this meetup, John, are you with us? Are you still in the house?
Yep, I'm here.
He's here. So I'm going to let John go ahead and talk about what's happening next, because I think he's going to we're officially going to sign off and then sign back on again.
That is correct, because we've got a different
John's
show
run
link.
More commercials and make all that bank.
Yeah, for the next one, there's no commercials. But yeah, we'll be back here in about 2 or 3 minutes once these guys finally say goodnight.
Shut up.
But we'll be back. Right? I just put the Zoom link in the chat so you guys can click on that, and we'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. It doesn't take long to switch over tonight. So,
well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And Casey, it was great being back with you, man. And we'll see everybody soon, I guess.
In about 3 minutes, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the end of our show. So thanks again, everybody. Please feel free to shoot us emails on or notes on Facebook. We love the feedback, and please share our little show with everybody. Make sure you email Mike Walter that you like our show better. That would be great. All right, guys, have an amazing night, and if you want to do this DJ hangout, by all means,
join us
and hang out. All right, see ya.
Bye bye.
Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insider.